Hey team, welcome back to the High Impact Podcast. I actually just recorded an intro and then decided, do you know what, Katie? We're going to re-record that because if you would follow me on Instagram, you would see that the other day, if you watch the Instagram stories, I digress. I just did a story about how I'd been on the phone to Singapore Airlines and to GoToGate, the online booking agency that I'm flying with to London. And oh my God, all I'm going to say is it was a nightmare and you should never book through an online third-party agency. Just don't do it. Just book directly with the airline because they will have your back. I'm not even going to go into it because I don't want to be all negative Nancy. In the intro that I initially recorded, I was like ranting for like 2 minutes and I'm glad I got it off my chest, but you guys don't need to be privy to that. So let's just move straight along. And it looks like I might be going to Edinburgh sooner than I thought because of this. So maybe it could be a good thing. I don't know. Anyway, there are worse things going on in the world, not to be all toxic positivity, but there really are worse things going on in the world right now. And this is a minor inconvenience that will not matter in even a week from now. So let's move along, shall we? So today's episode is going to be all about my lessons from my best and worst launches. If you followed me for a while, you would know that I have launched a lot. The first year in my business, I launched 6 times, which is, some would say, excessive. However, I learned so much from these launches, and I now use the best strategies from all of those launches and I teach them to my clients. And I always think that you actually learn so much from when things don't go so well in life. And actually, if you're interested in that whole topic of failure and things not working out and then them leading to better things, I highly recommend Elizabeth Day's podcast, How to Fail. It's fantastic. Love it. And it really gives a whole new perspective to failing. And I've had launches that haven't come close to hitting my income goals, but I learn so much from them and they've led to me having my best launches. And I'm going to share with you today some of my bad launch stories and what I learned from them, the biggest takeaways from them, but also to keep it nice and positive. I'm also going to share with you my best launch wins and, well, some of my best launch wins and what I attribute the success of that launch to so that you can go away and you can implement that as well. Before we dive into that whole spiel, I would like to remind you that today is Friday, the day that this episode comes out. And on Monday, the 14th of March, I am hosting a free masterclass called Be a Tease. And it's all about how to prime, hype, and tease your audience for your offer so that on cart open day, they are ready to jump in. They want to buy it. They are hot and ready to go. So if you haven't already, go into the show notes below and sign up for that. It's totally free. And if you do choose to sign up, not only are you going to get an hour worth of jam-packed value and some of my best teasing and hyping secrets, you're also going to get a discount to Confident Launch Collective, which is my 8-week live group coaching program that is launching next week. Very exciting. And you're going to get a discount for it. So even if you're a little bit curious about the program, if you want to see what it would be like to work with me, go and sign up to that masterclass. You will not regret it. It's going to be good. Okay, without further ado, let's dive into my lessons from my best and worst launches. Alrighty, so I have had many a launch, as you know, many a launch. Would I recommend launching as many times as I did in my first year? Probably not. Do I regret it? No, because I learned a lot. So let's dive into the first one. We're going to start with one of my worst launches. And of course, as you may suspect, the first launch is usually the worst. And my first launch didn't even fully take off, really. I started to tease and hype a little bit. I hyped the hell out of a masterclass, that's for sure. I felt very comfortable talking about my free offer and not so comfortable talking about my paid one, which is a whole nother topic in and of itself. However, what I found attributed most to the failure of this launch, actually, let me give you a bit of context. My first ever launch was going to be a low-ticket, self-paced program, and it was all about content, which is what I started off doing. It was very much like content marketing was my jam. It still is. I love content marketing and it's my favorite thing to do. Hence me creating a podcast because it's content. But I created it and I was planning for a long time, lots and lots of planning. However, I didn't plan well enough because I was very disorganized and I was doing a lot of those big tasks that really I should have done way ahead of time in the weekend before doors were due to open for my program. So I was filming the modules that whole weekend. I mean, I took the whole weekend and worked. I was exhausted by the end of it. Filmed all of the modules in that last weekend. And I also created the sales page for the program the night before I launched. I mean, pause for dramatic effect. This is just not done and it should not be done. And it's just a way to make yourself so stressed. It's a surefire way to do this. And I think I cried. I'm pretty sure I cried. It was just a really stressful experience and one that I do not recommend. My disorganization led me to burnout. It led me to being hyper emotional before my launch, which is not good. We kind of want to go into a launch clear headed with a good mindset, which is another point. My mindset wasn't great. I remember going into that launch thinking, I'll be so lucky if one person even buys this. And that's not really how you want to enter a launch. You want to enter a launch knowing that people are going to buy it. You want to know who your warm hot leads are. I didn't even know who my hot leads were. I didn't know anything. I was so clueless, I think, and so underprepared. And that wasn't really anyone's fault. It was just sort of, I guess, a huge learning experience and something I wasn't really aware of. It's one of those things that you don't really know what is involved in a launch until you do it. And I ended up doing the masterclass, selling at the end of that masterclass. I talked about my program and my audience barely knew about my offer at all before I started speaking about it in the masterclass. I did a little bit of teasing a few days before it. And then at the end of the masterclass, when I went to pitch my offer, that was the first time people really knew what was coming. And this is a huge no-no. And this is what I'm going to be talking about in To Be a Tease in the free masterclass, is about how to hype and tease and prime your audience so that you're not going to have that experience that I did on my first launch. You'll have the opposite because your audience will be so product aware, they'll be so problem aware that when your doors open, they will know that they need it. They'll know what the offer is and they are joining your masterclass because they want to hear more about your offer, not because they just want a freebie. Okay, so those are my biggest mistakes with that one. I ended up actually canning that launch. I didn't even do a public launch with that one. I launched to the people in the masterclass and I had a massive freak out because obviously there was no one interested because no one had even heard of the offer before. And I just freaked out and I canned the entire launch because I was so rushed and disorganized with creating my program. I didn't even want to put my name to it in the end. I was like, I actually don't feel proud of this. And I would like to caveat this by saying, because I know sometimes people hold themselves back by doing things like this because they're a perfectionist. I'm actually not a perfectionist. I would never describe myself as that. I think I'm pretty good at like getting things done, putting things out there, regardless of if they're perfect or not, but I do want to be proud of it. And I wasn't feeling very proud of this offer. So I ended up canning the whole thing and I don't regret that decision. It was a good decision. And I learned from this that I needed to be way more organized ahead of time, have things like emails done way ahead of time, sales pages done way ahead of time. Modules should have been filmed and finished at least a week before the program was due to go out because this wasn't a drip fed program. This is one of those ones where someone buys it and they get access to everything straight away. So it was just really stressful, really, really stressful. Do not recommend. And I needed to tell my audience about my offer. I needed to tease them. I needed to make sure that they knew about the offer so that instead of them going into consideration mode on the day that the cart opened, they wanted to just buy it and they didn't have any questions or objections that I had to handle. So that was the lessons from my very first ever baby launch. And I mean, I've come so far since then. So it's really nice to look back, even though it was a shit show. It's nice to look back and be like, okay, I've learned a lot. It's all good. Next lessons from a good launch this time. So one of my best launches or even just like best experiences was launching High Impact Sales School for the first time. High Impact Sales School, if you're not familiar, it's my signature group coaching program. It teaches you all about how to sell and market your services, really builds a great foundation for your business and increases your sales confidence and obviously helps you land clients as a result of that. So I was much more organized for this one. I definitely learned lessons from my past launches. And I think the best thing about this was that I signed people that I loved and I could not wait to work with. They were all dream clients. 8 people signed on to the first ever round. Actually, I think it was 9, but one of them had to drop out because of the time zone problems. She couldn't make any of the calls. So she dropped out. So 9 people actually signed on and 8 people were in the program in the end. And I think the best thing about this launch that I took away was I created lots of hype around the offer. I hosted a really great masterclass. The program itself was on point, which I'm going to talk about more next in my next bad launch. The program was really great. It was what people wanted. I launched to an audience that were ready for it, and I launched to an audience where I had enough warm and hot leads. And I feel like a huge reason for that is because I built relationships with people. And I think this is around the time when I know we hear a lot, like it's really important to nurture your leads and to da, 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 da. I see it more of as a building a relationship exercise and just creating connections with people and having genuine connections. I never tried to steer conversation towards business with them. We just connected in the DMs or stories or wherever we connected. And they ended up buying from me because they trusted me and they liked me. My content for this launch was also really great. I think everything just sort of came together for this one and people were excited about it. I was really hitting a pain point that was a big problem for people. People weren't landing consistent clients. They didn't know how to land consistent clients. And this is the problem that that course solved. So it was just a great launch. 8 people signed up for my first ever round of HISS, which was amazing. And I couldn't have asked for, yeah. It was just great. I came off the back of that launch feeling really good. And I think my mindset going into it was really good. And let's talk about another one that didn't go so well, but also talk about one that did go well because they're both selling the same program in a slightly different package. So if you've been around for a while, you probably would have heard of one of my programs called Story Sales Academy. Story Sales Academy is one of my favorite programs to sell. I love selling on stories. I think stories are definitely something I'm really good at and something I enjoy doing and I enjoy teaching it. So it only made sense that I created an offer that was about selling on stories. Now, the first time that I created Story Sales Academy, I created it as a group coaching program and it was going to be 6 or 7 weeks. I can't exactly remember. And it was mid-ticket, I would say. This launch wasn't a disaster by any means. It was still a multiple 4-figure launch. And I signed 2 people into it. Again, not amazing, not awful, but considering how warm my audience felt, it didn't seem quite right. There was some sort of disconnect. And as I reflected on the launch, I realized that actually the offer was okay. It was good. People want to learn how to sell on stories. You know, I think I had like 70 people come to the masterclass on it, but it was actually the package that the offer came in that wasn't quite right. So I didn't need to have it as a group coaching program and it didn't need to involve much one-to-one coaching with me. And it really would have been great as a self-paced program, as a program that people do by themselves, with an option maybe if they wanted to add on a few one-to-one calls with me. So that is what I did. The second time that I launched Story Sales Academy, I kept the program itself the same. The self-paced module stayed exactly the same. I changed the package it came in. And this is why having a great offer is amazing, but it needs to also come in a package that your ideal client wants and that they need. It's that old saying, sell them what they want, give them what they need. And that's what I did with round 2 of Story Sales Academy. This time when I sold it as a self-paced offer, and there were 2-tiered other, so it was a 3-tiered program. So they could either buy it as a self-paced program, they could either buy it with 1 coaching call with me, or they could buy it with 2 coaching calls with me, Voxer support and the program. And I ended up having quite a few people in the end, double digits, can't remember exactly how many now. And that was a great, great launch. It was low ticket and it was sort of like mid ticket for people that wanted the coaching calls. And it was a fantastic launch. And at that point, I had my highest sales month in that point of my business from that. I've surpassed that since then, but that was a huge milestone for me. I was really proud of myself and things were going really, really well. So that was a big one. The biggest lesson from that one, make sure your offer is right. And how do you know this? You do your market research. You look at other offers on the market and you see, okay, what do people actually need? Is this offer structured in a way that is relevant to the transformation? And have a real think about it, because it is make or break. And I have seen this happen to other people. The offer is not right. You know, usually the more niched your transformation is, and this was a fairly niche transformation, selling on stories, being able to sell on stories, then the usually lower ticket the offer is. This isn't always the case, of course, not always the case, but selling on stories is definitely something that can be in a self-paced program. It doesn't need to be a full-on group coaching, live call sort of situation. Now, let's end on a high and talk about one of my favorite launches I've ever done. And I wouldn't even necessarily have called this a launch, but it kind of was. I guess I could more call it a sale. It was last year's Black Friday sale. I decided literally like a week before that I was going to do it. I did like about a 4-day teasing period, hyping period, was very explicit about the fact that doors are going to open on this date. This is the program. This is the transformation. This is why you need it. This is what you're going to get. They knew all of that. And then I sold it for a bit of a discount because it's Black Friday. Be rude not to. And I had a really successful launch. I was waking up with people jumping inside my programs with payment notifications. It was literally what we all want, right? So that was a really fantastic launch. And the biggest lesson that I learned from this one is that you don't have to go the full nine yards for a launch to be successful. In previous launches, I had kind of done the full nine yards. I had done the teasing, which I always recommend, of course. And I had done like a really long warm-up period, and I had done a masterclass, or I'd done a challenge, and then I had sold, and then I'd kept a cart open period, and I did a public launch, and I did a wait list. I did all of it. You know, it was every launch that I had done until that point was very much like a big production. And this was the first very stripped back launch that I did. And I made around £2,000 of sales in about 5 days from a low ticket offer. So I really took away from this one that you don't have to go the full nine yards. You don't have to do this huge big launch extravaganza for your launch to be successful. This comes with a caveat though. You need to make sure that your audience are ready for it. It really depends on the offer that you're selling. If your audience are warm enough, if they're familiar with the offer. This was the third time I had launched Story Sales Academy. People were familiar with the offer and that's why it worked so brilliantly, and my audience were warm and they were ready for it. So this works especially well if, say, you've sold a high ticket offer. It's really great next to start selling a low ticket offer and get people into your funnel, get people familiar with what it's like to work with you, what it's like to be with you as a coach. So that was such a big learning lesson from this one, that you don't have to do this huge big launch. And I'm doing a massive launch now, as you can see, with Confident Launch Collective, because I think it really suits the program. It's a brand new program and I really want to, I don't know, I wanted to create all this excitement and hype around it, and I wanted to do a big launch and I wanted to do a wait list. But you don't have to do this for every single launch, and the way that I launch might not be the way that you launch. And this is something we're going to cover in Confident Launch Collective. There is no one size fits all. There are many different ways that you can sell and launch programs, and it does not have to look exactly like the way that I do it. I have done many different launches, and they work for different offers and they work for different people. And inside Confident Launch Collective, it's about strategizing and creating a rinse and repeat launch strategy that you can use for various different offers. And you don't have to be someone that launches like I did 6 times in 1 year. In fact, I would not recommend, unless you've got the energy of the Energizer Bunny. I don't want to launch that much anymore. I learned a lot from it and I really enjoyed it for what it was, but that's not how I want my business to run going forward. I want to launch sporadically, occasionally, maybe a few times throughout the year. And then the rest of the time I want to be creating content and creating maybe new programs or working with one-to-one clients in my long-term coaching. So your business can look exactly the way you want it to. And that's a big part of Confident Launch Collective. Like, I'm going to be teaching you the ins and outs of launching, and I'm going to be doing it so that you can take the strategies that resonate with you and you can put those into your next launch. So yeah, big lessons there. So just a little reminder, if you haven't already, make sure you sign up to the Be a Tease Masterclass. It's happening on Monday at 6 p.m. There will be a replay if you can't make it. And by the way, that's 6 p.m. Australian Western Standard Time. There will be a replay if you are unable to make it. And remember, discount towards Confident Launch Collective. So if you're curious about the program, make sure you sign up. And there will also be a free surprise bonus to people that come as well, that sign up to the masterclass. So make sure that you do that. And I believe that's all I've really got to talk about. But thank you so much for listening. I actually feel so much more calm now that I've done this podcast, because honestly, my blood was boiling after that, after the calls with the airlines. Anyway, let's not go back there. It's fine. We're moving along with our lives. Thank you so much for listening, guys. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review. It helps my podcast get discovered by more people. And let me know if you're coming along to the masterclass. Send me a DM on Instagram if you signed up. I cannot wait to see you guys there. It's going to be amazing. And I will talk to you and see you in the next episode or on Instagram or wherever I next see you. All right, guys. Bye.